And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Lent is about the stories of our lives. We're reminded in many ways of the passing of time by our diminishing abilities to walk, run, climb, or simply to survive late nights. Among the most subtle reminder of age could be the long gospel of last Sunday, of Palm Sunday. Each succeeding Palm Sunday challenges our ability to remain upright for about 15 minutes. It's a trial that tests honour and physique, with much sympathy from those who fall by the wayside. In the end, though, it's an age-old story. It makes us forget any bodily pains or aches from prolonged standing. It's a 15-minute sketch of a life, much of which we can identify with. Holy Week begins with adulation. Which of us hasn't enjoyed even a brief moment of happiness and glory? Perhaps all too brief. The story moves on to betrayal. Who hasn't been betrayed or let down? Who hasn't at times been the betrayer, promising much and delivering little? And Gethsemane, it might be any place, for who hasn't been alone and frightened and in turmoil? Especially when our closest friends slept on unheeding. And Pilate, let's not be too hard on him. Haven't there been times when we knew what we had to say or do but didn't act? And Peter's cowardice, we share without condemnation, because we've been there too. At the end of the gospel, at the end of it all, we slump in our seats, tired with a moment to pause, to consider the death and see where it leaves him and us. For this Holy Week is about our lives too. We walk in the footsteps of Christ, or at least that's where we're called to walk over these coming days. Walk with Christ this Holy Week, and do attend the ceremonies if you can at all. Amen.